Yeah, I try to run mine empty before I head down the road. Because, I'm just saying, these things, like, if they could have just added a little more support, they could have done it. But at the same time, they don't reveal themselves for years and years. But sometimes, like, even on some of the newer trailers, they have problems fairly soon. Like, on one of the models there, I think the bunkhouse model, the front where there's a hatch on the front of the trailer, isn't the some cases where that is ripping on the corners of the door?
Yeah, well, the ones that had the square access hatch up front, I think that's a crazy design myself, having a hatch there at all, because that's, you know, they're missing the hold down plate up front, which all Airstreams are from basically 81 and up, or 82 and up, somewhere around there. Certainly early 80s. So I guess they figured, well, we can also just punch a hole in the front of it. But it doesn't work. Certainly for some people it does. It really depends on how the trailer's used, how heavily it's hitched up, in terms of bars and stuff, and, you know, how long and where they go with it, what sort of roads. And how many miles they put on it. Because certainly some have survived, there's no question. But at the same time, you know, these trailers, there's certainly planned obsolescence built into them. There's no question. Yeah. And I'm not saying that wasn't the case years ago. It's just that years ago, there's many aspects of it that caused them to survive 50 years and still be rebuildable, whereas the newer ones, there's a bunch of factors there that are, you know, the obsolescence is all coming together at the same time, as opposed to one really good aspect of the structure that's surviving and the rest of it going south.
Yeah, I mean, and we don't get into this too much, but you know, the way the vintage ones were built were literally, they were built, the shells were built all at the same time, where, you know, the aluminum went over the hoops that just supported the shape, because I watched the old videos, that's what they told you. The hoops were there just to support the shape, but the outclad aluminum went, you know, full pieces all the way around the trailer, building, you know, the walls and the roof and all interconnected one piece, where now it's actually, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pieces that are prefabbed and then assembled into a trailer, isn't that right?
Yeah, there's 2 end caps, there's walls, and a roof.
Yeah, so
it's a floor, but
it's not like it's, you know, put together all together at once. These are like individual pieces brought together and riveted together to form the Airstream. It's totally different than it was on the vintage units.
Yeah, and, you know, the manufacturing processes, though, have changed on everything over the years. It's not only Airstream.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, you know, I don't want to point a finger at all, because it's, you know, there are some, certainly some benefits to their approach as well. Perhaps if they were building them in the similar construction technique, they may be priced way out of everybody's pocketbook, you know, so, yeah. And then they wouldn't survive, so.
That's true. Okay, well, thanks, Joseph, for the, or Outrider Joe, for the email there.
Yeah, and
the Facebook
give question. Me a call or email me, and I can set you up with some axles.
Yeah, there you go. Didn't mean to go wander too far off, but we have a way of doing that.
We do.
Let's see, the next question's from, I believe, Bill Chitty, and he contacted us from our website, thevap.com. That's where we do the show notes, and there's a contact us page there. You can also email us at questions@thevap.com or call us at 707-533-4VAP and leave us a voicemail message. And so Bill writes, "Hey guys, for many of us, spring is the start of Airstream season. Can you discuss how to get your trailer out of storage and ready to camp again?" So thanks for that, Bill. I thought we'd talk about before we put it in storage, so like back in the winter time. And winter for you is a lot different than me.
Yeah, like you don't even winterize, do you? Do you even like blow the pipes out or do anything like that?
I don't do anything. No, no. It rarely gets below 32, and when it does, I don't think it was last year. It was the year before last. It got to about 28 for about 3 or 4 nights in a row, and I kind of got a little bit worried, but no, I don't ever blow them out or antifreeze or nothing.
Well, then, if it stays so warm, are you out using it year-round? Or do you call that winter and we don't camp in the winter?
No, we don't. We kind of count.